What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day on this beautiful July 12th morning. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. I don't know what happened with yesterday's episode, but it's all ironed out now. So we're going to be together going through it. Just so thankful to have you with us. And if you're anywhere up in the Northeast, join me West Haven, Connecticut, Wednesday night through Saturday night. We're going to jump in. This one's called Worship. And the scripture today is found in Psalm 103, verse 1. And it says, "With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God." Thoughts are connected to faith, and faith can move mountains. Your mind is a gift from the Lord, and your thought life is powerful. But thoughts are also connected to fear, and fear can create mountains which stand in your way. Your thought life can be scary at times. Fear is a huge motivator that can move nations, stock markets, and even Christians in the wrong direction. Fear can take over your mind and upend your entire life. Fear involves thoughts of unbelief and doubt of God's word. Worship grows God in your mind. It opens up your heart and you begin to see who he really is. But limiting thoughts can destroy that. Identify your negative thoughts and lies that you've believed so you can break them off and replace them with God's thoughts. Declare his goodness every day. Declare his healing, his love, his joy. Sing his praises and watch your life begin to prosper in every way. I thought that was such a good devotional today for a couple reasons. Number one, you really are your thought life, right? I mean, it's the facts. Your life, in many ways, your life is your thoughts, right? The Bible says, as a man thinks, so he is. And if we only understood the power of our thoughts, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about worship, right? When you come to a meeting and you begin to worship God, he becomes bigger, right? God is bigger in the midst of like actual like corporate worship than your like anything you're struggling with. It just doesn't matter. And I think that's the like that's how life should be to us, right? When you're in worship, God becomes so big, the things you're struggling with seem so small. But then you can leave the church building and then what you're going through all of a sudden seems so big. And, you know, God seems small. And the reality is, like, God wants to live in your life always big, right? Your thoughts matter. Think about the power of your thoughts, right? The Bible says if you don't forgive somebody, you wouldn't make heaven. That's a thought, right? That's a thought that turns into an offense, which turns into a root of bitterness, right? Which turns into you missing heaven. And so if you can miss heaven because of your thoughts, man, we better guard them, right? Because the Bible says guard your heart with all diligence, because out of your heart's going to flow the issues of life. And so, you know, you don't see the heart condition of a person now, but over time, you know, what's really there is going to be exposed and revealed. And I know as a pastor, I always know when somebody has an unruly mind. I see the way their mind goes. I see the way they handle pressure, right? You get around people and it's like it could be one small difficulty, and all of a sudden in their mind, it's the worst thing that's ever happened, right? It's like, no, just because there's going to be a few layoffs at your job doesn't mean you lost your job. Just because, you know, there's some flesh-eating bacteria found in the water, I don't know, 2 hours from your beach doesn't mean you're going to get it. Like some people, you just know they have an unruly mind. No matter what the like potential disaster is, you've trained your mind to get molested by the devil. You've trained your mind to live unruly, and that's hard to do. Like once you start looking at life critically, T.L. Osborne used to say, so it's like almost impossible. when somebody has been bit by critical, like you put that lens on every day, you put those glasses on every day, that means you start to look at life that way. Everything's critical. Everybody, I've counseled married couples, and I'm like, yo, sis, if he actually changed, you wouldn't let him. If he actually changed, you wouldn't know, because you're very critical, and you've put your husband in a box, and everything he does, you're watching and you're pouncing and you're, I told you so. And that means he can't change even if he wanted to. Once you look at life critically, it's hard to change that. You become that person. And so, you know, today I want to challenge you. I think this is a really, really timely devotional for some of you. You've got to get rid of that thinking. You have to eliminate. You see, faith is anchored in the unseen realm, meaning it's what you can't see. Faith is, you know, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Well, we better be okay with not seen and hoped for. And some of you, if there's a plot of land undeveloped, meaning I don't know the outcome, I'm not sure why you let the devil build a home before you trust that God's going to build. Right? So you can have situations in your life that we all have where we don't quite know the outcome, but when you're close to God and you're a child of the King, you do know the outcome. Like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it will. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it will. That is the life of faith. When you have an unruly mind and your thoughts are crazy, you start building the wrong things on that plot of land in your head. You basically lease it to the devil, and then it becomes, well, I don't think, you know, I've seen two people both get cancer. I'm talking about adults. Same cancer, same stage, same everything. Now, it's not ultimately the same because they're different people in different cells. But same demon, I should be saying. And I've watched one person say, Pastor, I'm not receiving this. God's going to heal me. Every day I'm reading scriptures, I'm fasting, I'm praying. Can you call the elders of the church, call the great men of God you know. Let's go. Let's pray. Let's believe. Can you come lay hands on me, Pastor James? I'm not accepting this. Return to sender. I'm done. I am not sick in the name of Jesus. I am healed by his stripes. I was healed. The chastisement of my peace was already put upon him, and I'm already healed. Well, amen. I really believe that with all my heart. That's powerful. I feel faith on that, honey. Let's go. And then I can have the next person that is basically like, pray for me. The doctor said that, you know, I have stage whatever cancer and I'm just going to die. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to die? You're not going to die. You're not even at like the worst stage. Yeah, no, it's just not going to look good. So just pray for me. You don't actually want prayer. You want to die, really. You've believed a lie when the doctor said this over you that your whole life's going to be cursed now. And I'm telling you, it's crazy. One person could refuse treatment and get healed. The other person could take all the treatment in the world and the cancer just keeps spreading. Now, I believe part of that, a great part of that, has to do with your faith. You can't live and think wrong and think you're going to live and die right. It's not going to happen. If he's our healer, he's our healer, man. Come on. Our thoughts will determine our life. And so today, it's time to take inventory of the negative thoughts, get them out of your life, because God wants you to have a life and life more abundant where you can truly love living life. That's it for today. I love going through these devotionals. If you're interested in going through them with us, grab a copy of the Engaging Heaven Today devotional, 365 devotions that are all based off the podcast, but I felt led that we're going to go through them together. All right, we love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out.